Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Kaf Aleph from Aleph. We're holding by the top line on Kaf Aleph from Aleph. So says the Gemara, Yushnein Kehanim V'chulu. So the Mishnah spoke about a child who is a Safik, if he doesn't know if his father is Avram or Yitzchak. And the Mishnah said that if he hits any one of them or curses either one of them, he'll be Potter because maybe it's not his father. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that Hikazev V'chazer V'Hikazeh, let's say he ends up hitting both of them, hit one at a time, or Kilo Zev V'chazer V'Kilo Zeh, he ended up cursing both of them, or Kilo Shneim B'Vasachas, Hikashneim B'Vasachas, he cursed both at the same time, where he hit both of them at the same time, he's going to be chayiv. Even in the case where Zecher Zen, it's Asra Safik, and Tanakama holds that Asra Safik is Shema Asra. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the no Asra Safik is Lo Yishma Asra, and therefore, if it's Zecher Zen, if it's Bevas Achas, he'll be chayiv, but if it's Zecher Zen, he's going to be Pater. Now ask the Gemara, Bevas Achas, Rabbi Yehuda holds chayiv, but Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pater Bevas Achas, and he patered even Bevas Achas. Says the Gemara, trade tonight, leave it Rabbi Yehuda, it's Machlekas Tanayim, what Rabbi Yehuda held. In my time of demand, the Pater, what's the Pshat in the Tana who says Pater, it's not even Tasra Safik, it's Bvas Achas. So why would there be Pater? Amr Bechaninan, because it's Exeris Akasav. Nemer Brachlam Atav, Nemer Brachlam Alo. It says there's an Isser to curse Hashem and an Isser to curse parents. Malam Malo Shemba Shutfis, Aflamata Shemba Shutfis. This is right, just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no Shutfis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly identified. You never need to be Meshatif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone, in order to be high for cursing. So to a parent, it's only when there's no Shutfis. If you need Shutfis, so then you're Pater. Now that's by Klalo, that's by cursing. And we compare hitting a parent to cursing a parent because these sum are written one next to the other. We said this child who doesn't know who his father is, so he goes and serves in the Beis HaMikdash by each one's mishmar. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah goes on to say that he doesn't get a portion in the kachim because each mishmar could tell him that maybe part of the other mishmar. So once he's not getting a portion, so lama ayla, so why does he go and serve? Says the Gemara, what type of question is that? Lama ayla, hamar bina dinavin mitzvah. Because he wants to do the mitzvah, that's why he goes to serve. Ella says the Gemara, what we mean to ask is that Allah leikatani ella ayla. It doesn't say that he could go up. It sounds like he has to go up. He's ayla. It sounds like bal karchai that he must serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Why must he serve in the Beis HaMikdash? On that says the Gemara, Amar Vacha, Berchanina, Amar Bayim, Rabbasim, Rabbi Aykunon, Mishon Pigam Mishpacha. Because if he doesn't, it's going to look bad on each family. So therefore, for the covet of each family, he has to serve in the Beis HaMikdash by each mishmar's turn. And then the Mishnah said that v'mahayushneim b'mishmar v'chulu. That's the part of the same mishmar, so then Niman of Shach that week is his mishmar, and then he could even collect in the kachim. Says the Gemara, Maishna Shem mishmar is the law. Why is it when they're part of two different mishmaris we say he cannot collect in the kachim? Is the Azul HaMishmar Umatchulei, Vazul HaMishmar Umatchulei? It's because each mishmar could push him away and say that maybe part of the other mishmar. Well, says the Gemara, Mishmar Echanami, you have the same issue when it's Mishmar Echad, because Azul Hai Beis Avu Matchulei, and Azul Hai Beis Avu Matchulei. Each Beis Av will tell him that maybe you're part of the other Beis Av. So says the Gemara, in Echanami, Amra Papa, Chikamar, the only time he's able to for sure take a chelek is if both his Safik fathers are part of the same mishmar and also part of the same Beis Av. This way, whichever day he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Vada his day, and he can take a part in the Chalukah. Hajanach Naisen Al Hanusa. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Mitzvah Chalitza B'Shleisha Dayanin V'Filu Shleisha Hadyaitas. That the Mitzvah of Chalitza has to be in front of three Dayanin, and they don't even have to be Dayanin, they can be three Hadyaitas. Chalitza B'Min If he does chalitza with a soft leather shoe, it's kasher. Bampila chalitza sapsula with a sack, it's pasul. Besandal sheish lo ekev kasher. Hard leather sandal is going to be with the heel is going to be kasher. V'shein lo ekev is pasul. Minar kuvu lumata chalitza ksheira. If the man is amputated, but at least he has a chilik of his leg from below the knee, so then that is going to be kasher for chalitza. Minar kuvu lumala chalitza psula. But if he doesn't have any chilik below the knee, so then it's going to be pasul. Chalitza besandal. If he uses a sandal that's not his, or a wooden sandal, or a left shoe, a left sandal on his right foot, in all those cases, the chalitza is going to be kasher. If the shoe is too big for him, it's a shoe that's able to walk in, or if it's too small for him, but it covers rive of his regal, so then chalitza sekshera, that's going to be kasher. Ask the Gemara now, once he told me that he could even do do chalitza in front of hediotes, so why mention dayanin? Says the Gemara, kamashmon debinin shloisha shiyoidim lahakris kein dayanim. We need that the people who are there, they're able to at least read Hebrew to instruct the Yavan Yavam what to say, like dayanim, but not that they actually have to be dayanim. And says the Gemara, that tanina lahadatan rabbanin, our mission is a support for that which we learned in the Braisa, that mitzvah chalitza b'shloisha shiyoidim lahakris kein dayanim. Mamish, what we just explained in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama says you need three, and the three don't actually have to be dayanim, they're just hediotes that know how to read like dayanim. Now once we mention the Braisa, the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha, that it's not enough to have three people, you actually need to have five people there.